You're asking, she's bringing an idea for Franklin to say, do you want to do something in your city as a park for your residents? I have this idea. And we're basically telling, yeah, go get your own attorney and go figure that out. And she's doing this as an idea. And I think what the next step would be, and Shelley, I guess I can be the one to help you with this, is to call Menards and the other owner and ask them about lease, and maybe you and I can have, because it doesn't seem like anybody wants to, you know, I guess I have to be an attorney for you. Because I cannot see you having to do that. I mean,
this is why we have a Parks Commission.
I said I would do it. Exactly what you just said.
That's what I was hoping for.
Never ending.
That's what I was hoping for, and I'm like, can't we just...
Well, I would appreciate if you'd help me.
And I'm...
I'll do it myself. I will have questions for you, but I would call the property owners. Is it possible to do a lease? And what terms would you require in it, period? And I'll bring that back.
I've already, I mean, just to let everybody know, I've already made the two initial phone calls. Both parties like the idea and are interested. Then it comes down to the details. That's where the city attorney comes in, and that's why we're here.
Okay, but let's remember something. This is the decision-making body, not the do body, okay? Let the Parks Commission do what they're supposed to do and do the work, okay? We've already spent, with all due respect.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't mean to waste your time.
We've already spent 45 minutes on this. All we're supposed to do is say, yeah, go ahead. Talk to the Parks Commission.
I'm a doer, though. That's just
that's fine. If you want to do it, do it. But let the Parks Commission do it. This body says yes or no. That's all we're supposed to do, right?
Yep.
Okay. So work with the Parks Commission. Jesse will take care of the lease. Kristen, if you want to do that. But remember, Alderwoman Hanneman is the Parks Commission representative.
I absolutely
And work with the Parks Commission. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. You okay?
I'm fine. So I'm going to then back to the Parks Commission next month to...
Well, we got to get Jesse to... and
How about I just make a motion? We make a motion to have the city attorney look into lease options as discussed and report back when he has it.
Report back to the Parks Commission.
We can report back to the Parks Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I might have conflicts during the Parks Commission. Off the top of my head, I have village board meetings usually on the same.
Email will work just fine.
If you get that lease from Menards by the end of the month, you can get 11% off.
If it fits in the bag.
Now we're done. We went high note.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's got to fit in the bag, though.
And if I may correct the record.
I'm just going to get available terms offered by them.
You're not going to have a piece of paper.
If I may correct the record, the mayor gently pointed out to me that I would be in violation of city code if I got that third puppy. So, but I could still have a mini horse.
Or your lot may be a suitable
Actually,
size.
There's a requirement of 0.46 acres, and you have 0.5, so you could get a fancier permit.
Oh, thank you.
So it's a dog or a tiny horse, but not both.
Thank you.
G14 is a motion. I don't think we need to go to closed session. A potential sale of a parcel on 60th Street that used to be a water utility pumping station. Do we need to go to closed session? Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin 19.85 sub 1 sub E for market competition and bargaining reasons to consider potential sale of property owned by the City of Franklin at 9619 South 60th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin, Berry Tax Key 98999. Oh, no, let's not do that. Let's do licenses and bills first. You ready, John? All right, we'll do invoices first then.
We're going to be talking about
this for now. That's fine. We talked about everything else tonight.
I suppose. All right, I can go.
Okay, item H1, licenses, Alderman Nelson, we only have...
Okay, so what we're going to do is table this until the next meeting.
Table item...
Rock Sports Complex, Hills of Vines.
Okay.
And we're going to request that Courtney Day appear.
Yes, and I wouldn't mind having an opinion of if the council feels like 1,500 people a day is a good idea.
Sure, we can go into some of the points we discussed openly. Some of our sticking points on this was the... Yeah, we're good to talk about this?
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So we had some residents that showed up. We had a representative from Rock Venture show up. And I guess we were looking for a few things, like a COVID mitigation plan. We also got confirmation on the times. They've got a plan where they are going to have online 6 to 8 up to 500 people, 8 to 10 up to 500 people, 10 to midnight up to 500 people. Okay? So now they're presenting that part of it, which is good. We're concerned with spacing, and that's why we want to get the feedback and input from Courtney Day. We understand last year's limits were 1,200 a day. This year it's 1,500 a day. Granted, there's only 8 days offered for this entire Hills Have Eyes, but I guess non-pandemic was 1,200 a day. Pandemic is 1,500 a day. We want to get her input on that. Very, very important. And that was not only all of our consensus, it was also the consensus of the citizens that attended. So we found that to be an issue. They did do some commitments for masks. They said that they were going to be able to have enforcement of mask wearing for this entire event for the staff and those attending. So, but we wanted more of a hardened plan, or at least to get Courtney's input on this.
Smart. Alderman Danbury.
John, in regards to, I'm more concerned about the 10 to 12 time frame. Does this mean that at 12 o'clock it ceases completely?
Yes, I'll tell you about that, sir.
Okay.
So the 10 to 12, and we've got this, that it's a dead stop. At 12 p.m., we're not going to play the semantics game of ambient sound. It's nothing. It's birds chirping and snails sleeping is all we're going to hear because there's nothing. I mean, zip, no music, no DJ, no nothing. Agreed?
Except for one thing.
No, there was midnight. There is nothing going on.
This
it's done.
This is important, though. Can I fill this?
I'm
reading right from the documents from last year, which are different. Again, the box office ticket sales are to end at 10 p.m. They're asking to sell
everything online ahead of time.
Right, but they have midnight on their times. Right on here, ticketing timed from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. So I'm a little confused on their end time when we say that, because if they were ending at 10 p.m. in 2019, and now they're saying ending at 12 p.m., they've extended it a couple more hours. And by calling it time ticketing, that's just sort of a way around it. It's really important that you look and compare from year to year and look and see how much more they're extending with population and time extensions. And I think that was the citizens' concerns.
Well, I don't understand that, if I may. They can have ticketing 24 hours a day. Sure. It depends on, are they selling tickets in time blocks?
Yeah.
And I understand it to be in time blocks.
Yes, sir, they are.
So if they're selling a ticket for the 10 to 12 p.m. time block, doesn't matter what time, no, p.m.
No, it says a.m. on here.
Stop. Don't correct me, because I'm saying what I want to say. If they sell a ticket at 1 o'clock a.m. for a 10 to 12 p.m. time slot.
Why would they be doing it during the day? 12 p.m. is...
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
10 to 12 p.m. That's 35 minutes from now.
Yeah.
I'm going there to get scared, right? I have to be done out of there quiet by the end of that ticket slot. What difference does it make if I buy it at 1:15 a.m.? It makes no difference.
As long as it's on.
It's clear?
Right, yes.
So it makes no difference when you buy the ticket. It only matters what time slot you buy it for.
Yes.
And when you enter the Vega and knowing that you are out of there regardless of what time you enter.
Correct. So it's key that at 12:01 a.m., dead silence.
Dead silence.
But like Kristen
right, Kristen,
saying,
does that make sense?
It was shut down earlier last year, as Kristen said.
Right, that's
it
what
was
I'm...
queuing time.
That's because they were selling tickets on site, though.
Okay.
That's the difference.
So
they're not doing it on site this year, right?
They're going to have a box office, a small one, but they have to have something for some walk-ups, but they can't exceed the 500.
They're not selling walk-ups, to my understanding. It's only the ticket office is only there to resolve the sort of technological issues that might have arisen when someone downloaded their ticket.
It says in here, music and event tent limited hours to 6 to 10 p.m. on Thursday and Sundays from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. That is not what they're doing this year. This is last time. They're adding an extra hour. So they need to clearly spell it. We shouldn't have to be guessing what they're trying to tell us and when. So just put a timeline out. None of this, you know. Actually, they could take the license from last year and do it right off the license from last year, and if there's anything not clear in here about ticket sales or whatever, it gets spelled out. Because this is kind of all over the place. Oh, is it online sales or, you know, that's...
Did they present a COVID plan?
He has been working with Courtney, but we were not presented with a comprehensive COVID plan, which brought up the conversation. Because in the city of Milwaukee, we couldn't get a handle on what their capacity is in terms of giving us a benchmark, what their capacity is and what 50% of their capacity would be at any given point in time. You know, trying to compare to the city of Milwaukee, because right now restaurants and entertainment venues are limited at 50% unless they do have, now going forward, their approved COVID plan. So we're having a hard time
we don't have that restriction.
Getting a handle on what would a 50% capacity look like in this venue.
Yeah, we're not under that order, though.
We're not, no, but we need something to compare.
Absolutely.
And put some thought behind what we will and won't allow.
Okay, the motion is to table.
Can we see that in written form before next meeting? It shouldn't be a time when they're going to come into the meeting again and you guys all discuss it again.
Right.
And they bring nothing to the table. This should be in writing ahead of time, along with Courtney's plan, and straight up on the times, too. So that we can all see it ahead of time, then you guys can take the licensing and adjust it. But it shouldn't be that you're putting the whole game together at licensing.
Well, Alderman Wilhelm, and then let's kind of move.
I would also like to see the cases from today until 2 weeks from now on where we're at. Because for me, in this community, it's way more important for us to keep our schools open than to have a Halloween party with 1,500 people a day. And
dashboard's updated every other day.
That's right, so I would like to see those numbers. I don't want to have to dig them up myself.
All you gotta do is go online. They're online every other day.
Yeah, we can just get them presented to us. If they're that simple to get, you know, we can get them, right?
Mayor?
I mean, Courtney works in the health department. She's going to be there.
Alderman Barber.
My concern is that we're apparently having extended hours and more people in a period of time that is stressful, and we don't know what the results are. We see schools shutting down, more and more students. I mean, I don't know what's going to be happening this fall to make that kind of a commitment. I'd also like to know, possibly, if there's any history as to the noise levels last year and if there were any complaints about that going out into the community, just as a benchmark, because we're extending the hours now, and I don't, want to have that infringe more upon the residents, given the fact that we had this discussion last time we met?
I don't have an answer to that. Okay, the motion is to table, and I would encourage the license committee to have a special meeting if you can get that information. All those to table the Rock Complex Hill Societies.
Aye.
To the next meeting or
special.
Or a special meeting called by the committee. Let's do that again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Called by the committee or the council?
The committee.
Committee.
Sandy will take care of it.
Any one of them can call me. Let's try this again. All those in favor to table to either the next council meeting or a special meeting called by any one of the co-chairs. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next
we
item.
We will be informed about that special meeting, not just license.
Of course. So it'll be announced. It'll be posted like all order. All everyone else.
Okay, I'm going to with this one defer to the council if he's got any comments on this. If not, we were going to approve it.
Okay, so it was going to be approved outside of comments. Or recommended for approval.
Recommended for approval, okay. Sir.
Well, the very short version, this has been on the to-dos list when it was first and only time here on June 2. A discussion ended with me suggesting, we should work towards an agreement where it's in writing that the Boy Scouts donate, or, you know, that it is donated to the city, maybe insurance, etc. And I know my notes reflect that there was a yes statement or nod from the applicant. Last time I had any contact on this was on or about June 22 from the library director with questions for it to be on the library board that day. The library board on May 18th had previously conceptually approved, subject to obtaining all other city approvals that might be required. On June 22, the library board tabled it. I have not heard anything since those days, dates and time. So I called the library director today because it was minutes say tabled on the library board. And she said, well, it was simply tabled based on a conceptual approval because the individual was supposed to recontact the library board to just inform them of the status of obtaining all the approvals. So anyway, that's where it's somewhat at. I never got to any contact information and no, I never heard anything else.
There's another reason.
I have a few points and there should be contact, and my thought is, okay, party here, is it the Boy Scouts of America or is it the individual? Potential available insurance. With regard to the application on page 3 of this specific application, there's an indemnity provision which wasn't signed. And confer with the building inspector, and that any approval here would be subject to obviously obtaining all Department of Inspection permits required, and that any acceptance by the city would simply be upon inspection of a final complete project by the Director of Inspection Services or department staff, and that it meets all requirements. Also that the subject is donated free and clear in terms of any potential liens, etc. And finally, that the library director or library board is in approval with this moving forward. I noticed on the application, the event date was 2 days ago. So the thought would be, to approve the application so that it potentially moves forward
together with review with the applicant of the subject matters mentioned by the city and the attorney on the record at this meeting for review and approval by the library director, the director of administration, and the city attorney. And if there's substantial issues that we become aware of, we'll obviously bring it back to the council.
The clerk first, then Alderman Wilhelm.
Mine'll be real quick.
And then I'll throw you all in.
On September 3rd, after it was filed and paid for by Noah Gransard, our office did call and tell, I don't know if it was him or one of his parents, that the insurance does need to be provided, listing the city as an additional insured, and also the hold harmless was not signed. So he was informed of those two, and we've yet to get anything back on him.
And I was going to hopefully be done with, or actually leave a Board of Water Commissioners meeting to go to the Parks License Committee meeting to address these issues with the applicant. And by phone call, I found out, after I made a number of phone calls today, I finally found out a little before four that the applicant would not be attending the committee meeting.
So
touchy subject. I'm not the one who brought it up. I'll start off with that.
Jesus.
But one of the reasons why the library board wanted the council and city attorney's legal opinion was having to do with something like the whole thing, like, and I don't know how to put this because this isn't, it's like the Christmas tree versus the holiday tree. And the subject matter is along the same line. And there was concern by certain members about certain types of religious and how that would be taken. So I'm passing that on because that was what they wanted to make sure, because they're not out to put something up that's going to offend any particular religion or whatever else.
I'm going to answer that. Franklin is like 92% Christian.
Irrelevant.
I'd like to hear the city attorney's opinion.
I'm going to, let's just forget about it. Mr. City Attorney.
I was informed by the library director today that what I had sent back, I believe on June 22nd, was acceptable to the library board, and they were satisfied with the various case law citations, et cetera. I did not put a conclusion, but it cited a league opinion which says here's everything you have to consider in that regard. So if the council wants to see that, then this should simply be put over to the next meeting. Well,
or you can leave it up to the library board if you're okay, but they just...
That's why I said get an approval from the library director or the library board if necessary, but I was informed that all they're waiting for was, what we're waiting for was an update from Noah Gransard.
Anyway, so Noah calls me and says, Steve, can you have PPW dig out the foundation for me? What did I say, Peggy? She doesn't know what she knows. He says, okay, Noah, the answer to that is sure, probably. Probably not when you need it, but here's the deal. You're working on an Eagle Scout project, right? This is supposed to be your project. You're supposed to take care of everything, right? So the answer is no. You're supposed to find someone to do that for you. You're not supposed to call the city, and that's the city to do it for you for free. So I suggest you call a plumber or a friend of your dad's or an
contract and have them do it. But first, you've got to stake it out. You've got to call the library and make sure that you've got some phones there where the guy's going to drive his truck. You've got to arrange to get all of the spoils out of there. So you've got some work to do. So I don't think you're going to be doing your... Or you can get a couple of guys and some shovels and a pickup truck and do it by hand. But no, I'm not going to have to do it. Sorry, Nola, that's a little bit of tough. And then I called his dad, coming to be a sergeant at MPD. I told him that. There you go. That's why we have a fire truck. He's either pumping or he's trying to find a backup. So there you go. So there's work to be done.
So can we move on?
Well, you got to tell us what you want to do. What's your recommendation?
Should we hold it off the next meeting until we get more information, or do you want to do?
Just table it to the next meeting.
Table it to the next meeting. That's my motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Move back to G14. Is there a motion to end the closed session pursuant to 19.851E? Market competition and bargaining reasons that consider potential property owned by the city of Franklin at 9619 South 60th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin, for section 9997-011, such property previously public well site use and the re-enter open session of the same place applicant and past the matter as discussed therein on the item.
So move.
Second.
Two vouchers yet, so don't forget to do those. Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no nos, no absent, no abstentions. We are in closed session. We're back in open session. We move on to item I-1. Vouchers, is there a motion approving city voucher with an ending date of September 10th in the amount of $3,503,748.12 and payroll dated September 11th in the amount of $396,440.12 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $228,599.76 plus city matching payments. And the estimated payroll for September 25th guessed at $407,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions guessed at $448,000 plus city matching payments. And property tax disbursements with an ending date of September 10th in the amount of $7,810.93.
Second.
Third.
Madam Clerk on a third.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no nos, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, we're adjourned.